Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, this year we had this budget crisis, you know, that largely erupted from a dip in energy prices. And I actually had some legislation that was trying to take that head on to creating a new savings account that would help us in those times of fluctuation. But what we want to do in this interim study is look at even more long term. We need to start thinking and talking about the day when we don't have oil and gas resources at all, you know, and what will that do to affect our state budget when we don't have a gross production tax and we can't hope for a rise in energy prices because it doesn't matter anymore because there won't be any oil and gas. Is that day imminent? Absolutely not. I'm talking about a day 50 to 100 years from now, but it will happen someday. We will run out of the stuff, and our state budget is so dependent on it. Is there a way that we can, you know, take the oil and gas resources today and start saving some of it in a legacy fund? That's what some people call it. Have some kind of legacy come out of the resources that we have today to prop us up when that future day arrives. That's the conversation we want to have in this interim study.
When you say 50 or 100 years from now, think back to 1928 when the first Oklahoma City oil well came in, and the Oklahoma City oil field was the largest oil field ever discovered in Oklahoma. But look at it now, even by the 1950s and 1960s, it was starting to play out.
Yeah. Listen, we were already a mature oil and gas exploration market as recently as 10 or 15 years ago. But when hydraulic fracturing came along, we sort of were able to revive the industry locally. Now we were able to get to oil and gas that we never could before. But, you know, again, that will play out eventually. We're living through good times in terms of getting and finding oil and gas here in Oklahoma, but it will eventually run out. It's not a renewable resource. And so we are so dependent on it in our state budget. It is worth asking the question, do we need to prepare for that day when we don't have it anymore?
Does this kind of work hand-in-hand with the state treasurer who's been talking for a couple of years now about the legislature needs to do long-range planning rather than just get from one state fiscal year to the next state fiscal year?
Yeah, I think to the extent, yeah, we're not directly working with him on this proposal, but I certainly invite his involvement because he's a smart guy and he's absolutely spot on that we need to be talking about long-term planning. I mean, sometimes the legislature doesn't feel like it's planning 2 weeks in advance, you know, much less 50 or 100 years in advance. But that's what this is about, and it's the kind of conversation we ought to be having. And it's absolutely, it's long-term planning for the state's finances.